If we are to send American boys abroad to fight, it should not be to play the European empire game. No, sir. This American flag is not to be borne into battle to acquire land or money or dominion. That is not what this republic, born in rebellion against European empire, is about. There is something worth pursuing which is more worthy of our tears and blood than filthy lucre. It is the spectacle of a nation of persecuted slaves set free by our hand, the hand of a proud people who will not brook tyrants, who value freedom more than property, more than life itself.
Should we just leave the Philippines?
Of course we should, and as soon as possible. If this war in the Philippines had been played according to the American rules, Admiral Dewey would have sailed away from Manila as soon as he had destroyed the Spanish fleet. And when he left, he should have put up a sign warning covetous powers that any attempt to interfere with the emancipated patriots of the Philippines would be regarded as a distinctly unfriendly act towards the United States.
What would happen to the Filipinos if we left?
I believe they would manage quite well on their own. In short order, they would have starved out the small Spanish garrison in Manila and sent those Spanish boys back home to a happy reunion with their families. Then the Filipinos would have set up their own independent republic according to their own ideas of fairness and justice. And I certainly don't believe we have any monopoly on those virtues.
What did you do personally during the Philippine-American War?
Have you ever heard of a group of folks called themselves the Anti-Imperialist League?
No.
Formed in Boston in 1898, chapters spread throughout the country in no time. I penned a few essays on their behalf, which they distributed by the thousands all over the country. I was, in fact, honored to be asked to serve as vice president of the League's chapter in the great city of New York. I am proud to say that I served in that position from 1901 to 1910.
What kind of people joined the Anti-Imperialist League?
A bunch of pudding heads like me who got the notion that we were a republic and not an empire. I probably don't need to remind your audience that we started out as a colony. Didn't like it much, so we changed our situation. Kicked the British out and set up our own operation, just like the Filipinos did to the Spanish. Only it didn't work out so well for them. We in the League happen to think that the U.S. Constitution is a pretty good document. Government by the people. Well, empire goes totally against it. It imposes on others the very thing that we fought wars to end. In short, imperialism is un-American.
Did many people join the movement?
The League was a very big draw. You have to remember that back then empire wasn't a done deal. There were many people throughout the country that simply couldn't swallow the idea of the United States going into the colony business.
I assume they were mainly Democrats.
Oh, no. Our League attracted folks of all stripes. I, for one, am with the Republicans on the money question. We need a gold standard. I believe that William Jennings Bryan and the Democrats are greatly misguided in placing their faith in silver. And it wasn't just the rank and file that joined the Anti-Imperialist League. There were a lot of big shots, too. People like Edgar Lee Masters, Ambrose Bierce, and William Dean Howells. But apart from the big brains, we also had some political heavyweights. One was a former president of the United States, Grover Cleveland.
But I assume big business was for empire.
Not necessarily so. We had important friends in that crowd, too. I'm sure you've heard of Andrew Carnegie. He made a fair mark for himself in the steel business.
Then why can't the people put a stop to the empire?
The people, indeed. They're supposed to run this republic from A to Z, but it didn't work out that way. The big money boys and their starched shirt hirelings got hold of this republic, and they're not about to let go. I'm afraid that our republic has been stolen before our eyes by manipulators who have no principle but profit. These people in charge know how to sell, whether it's soap, patent medicines, or wars. They just invent a catchy slogan and keep repeating it. And when you listen to their tune all day long, you may start singing it too. And if you don't go along, you're in trouble, brother. They might even call you a traitor, and you sure don't want to be painted with that particular brush.